Professor Megan Ryan, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
If midazolam is in Texas, if we have it in Huntsville, when will it be used?
The Department of Corrections in Texas says that it's not currently using it, but Texas apparently has stockpiled some drugs, the same drugs used in Oklahoma. So it could pretty much be used at any time. They really don't have to get permission to use it if they decide at some point that's the proper drug to use, or if they run out of the drug that they're currently using.
The drug is limited. It's hard to actually get this.
Because European countries generally are opposed to capital punishment, they have stopped giving the drugs or selling the drugs to departments of corrections in the United States that are using them for that purpose. So states have used a variety of strategies to try to continue carrying out lethal injection, one of which is using different drugs. Another related strategy is obtaining drugs from compounding facilities, which are facilities that make something close to the drug, but you don't really know what the exact composition of those drugs coming out of the compounding facilities are. So you have that same problem of not knowing what actually is being injected into these offenders sentenced to death.
What does the family in Oklahoma, you know, do they have any legal basis for challenging or questioning this?
It's difficult for offenders and their attorneys to challenge the constitutionality of the drugs being injected into them if you don't know what it is. Another problem related to this is that one might interpret this as states experimenting on humans. They're essentially using drugs that have not been used before in this way to kill people, and they're using them in some instances in the first time in a lethal execution, not knowing necessarily what the consequences will be.
I think some people would want to know, why should anyone care? These are criminals.
There's a lot of sentiment around saying people who are on death row did horrible crimes. They murdered people oftentimes in horrible ways, and they deserve to die. And indeed, the legal system has said that they deserve to die. But they don't deserve punishment beyond that. Where do we draw the line between sanctioned death, capital punishment, which according to the Supreme Court, is not supposed to include unnecessary imposition of pain. Where's the line between that and torture? And once you move beyond the pain that is necessarily associated with killing someone, it's unconstitutional.
Thank you, Professor Ryan.
Thanks for having me.